Teaching and Learning in a Post-COVID World, Critical Race Theory, Howard Zinn, Truth, Band? Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here, but Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
Oh, that's us, Johnny. Did you see that, man? The soothers of anxiety.
Yeah.
Busted Pencils out there in a world of crazy. We might not be the antidote, but we are here to try to help ease a little bit of that anxiety. And we have lead learner, Commissioner of Education from the state of Kentucky, Dr. Jason Glass. Welcome again, coming back. Was second, third, fourth time on my podcast. I don't know, second or third time on the live show. But Jason, you know, we're talking about this and even thinking about that, the you know, we left off with this idea of the just what we stand to possibly lose that you were saying. And Johnny, you framed it a little bit better even during the commercial. But, you know, I want Jason, just jump in there and pick up where you wanted
to go. Yeah. Well, a couple of thoughts just in reaction to, you know, points you raised before the break, Tim. One of the standards that really concerns me in this, the law that's being proposed in Kentucky, and it's a copy of laws that have already been passed in other states. So this is not something novel that Kentucky's come up with. But one of the standards that determines something is objectionable under this law is if it creates a feeling of discomfort. All sorts of things create feelings of discomfort, and that's part of the learning process. And so if we're to, you know, withhold funding, strip licenses from educators, fire educators, and really create a chilling effect around anything that might create discomfort, there's a whole lot of subjects that I don't know how you can teach them anymore. And so that's not healthy for a classroom. It's not the right thing for our kids in the complex world that they're inheriting, they're going into. And it's not a good thing for our democratic republic either. We need people who can think, who can take apart ideas, critically evaluate them, and then come up with better plans than we've been able to come up with at this point. So this sort of silencing of ideas is a troubling aspect of this. The other thing that I think has emerged, and we have some writers and scholars that are on the right side of the spectrum that have also come out and said, we don't think these bans are a good idea. Kentucky's Mitch McConnell being one of them. I mean, he's come out and said, I'm not a fan of critical race theory. I'm paraphrasing. This is not exactly what Senator McConnell said. I'm not a fan of critical race theory, but I don't necessarily like the idea of banning speech or the state reaching in and telling teachers what they can and can't do. So I really appreciated the senator saying that. And we've seen the Fordham Institute's writer, thinker, Mike Petrilli, write about the common ground that we ought to be able to find on these issues. And one of them is around what he called culturally affirming curriculum, that it's the right thing to do, that our kids can read through text, can see images and books and see themselves in those. That, you know, going back to, you know, one of, I think, President George W. Bush's great values is that, you know, he was a conservative, believes in small government, but everybody was part of that American dream. Everybody was on that ship. And even after the 9/11 attacks and all that came with that, he was so great at standing up and saying, this is not all Muslims. And we don't need to go out and profile people and attack everybody that we think is associated with that. And so I think there are some values on the right here that we need to make sure are lifted up in this conversation as well.
Well, that, yeah. And I think that part, Johnny, you said that too. It's like this convergence it's moving. The middle's moving. Is that how you framed it? Or?
Well, I think at the break, we were talking about how our young people are in our classrooms and we're teaching amidst the largest social uprising of all of our lifetimes. And so what it's doing, regardless of where you have understood your own politics as emerging from, thinking about that right and left kind of polarization that we have often in media or historically in our elections, that it's all messy right now. And that's the wonderful thing about you know, this moment, is it's really putting us all in a position of saying, what are our values? How might we live and learn together in ways that best represent those values as a whole together? That's ideally democracy, right? And so what I hear Jason saying, and I hear echoed in so many of our educational leadership communities, is an invitation to do this, to say, this isn't about a fixed set of ideals. This is a moment, a precipice moment, where historically we have had these kinds of moments where together as a democracy, we figure out how we're going to do better by everybody. And so it really kind of says, you know, leave your guns at the door kind of thing. And I mean that literally for our like people who are consistently coming on the attack from both ends and saying, how do we really, you know, disarm things and sit together and find some of that peace, right? And it's not passivity, but find some of that peace of where we're learning to be in democracy together. And so I think, yeah, like if we want to think of the right and left and the middle has moved. And I think it's moved left, and some of our historically identifying right wing folks are saying, wait, hold up. This isn't exactly all my political agenda. And so the middle is kind of, I think, converging. I identify pretty far left, Tim, you know that, and our listeners know that. I appreciate when we sit together in our differences, we're uncomfortable long enough to leave those spaces thinking about how we can be better together in our communities. And so that's what I see happening. Jason, thank you. Tim, kind of thanks for facilitating some of that. But it's a precipice moment.
No, and I think this too, Jason, and in fact, you said we got you, so we're going to keep you pet for one more segment, if you don't mind, as we're coming in. Because I think where we're going to, this idea of learning and uncomfortability, and I do want to talk about that when we get break, this whole idea too of, you know, how are we actually going to, quote, enforce when somebody's uncomfortable? And as you just pointed out, the fact that learning itself is going to possibly be uncomfortable. And as Johnny just talked about this, if we're going to come into these moments together and leave the guns outside, we're still going to be uncomfortable, though. In fact, we need to be so that we can learn together. So when we get back, we'll have a little bit more discussion about this uncomfortability and then my fear of going like, how the heck would you even enforce something when somebody says I'm uncomfortable by what Dr. Slucker just presented in my classroom? Busted pencils, fully leaded, back after the break.